Hello and welcome back to Project Pod. In the pod today, pod number 6, I was talking with Wesley Machinwe of Much Bites. So Wes created Much Bites, a food blog, about 4 years ago when he was living in Madrid. And initially, he wanted to create a food guide for people who were staying here, English-speaking people who were living here or visiting here. And then thought, actually, that would be quite a static thing. And he wanted to create something that could be updated and with lots of fresh content that would keep evolving. So he decided to go for create his blog, which I think is a really interesting idea of when you have this idea of something and then thinking, actually, what other ways are there of achieving this thing that you want to create? So food guide, actually go with a blog. Cheap, easy, quick way to start up. So we talk about lots of things like creating engaging content. We talk about the importance of, even if you feel that you've got a small audience initially, nurturing them and building on what you're creating with them, responding to what they want. We talk about Wes going from working solo to opening up what he did to a group of people to work with a team. And we talk about the importance of why he created Much Bites, which feeds into this idea of building a life that's your own. We talk about practical things like the work that goes into an article, the writing, the photos, editing, SEO, the social media. And Wes's main message, really, which is just don't give up. He talks about when he was about 6 months in and stopped blogging and then restarted, and the importance of finding a group of people who are supportive of what you're doing and realizing that anything that you create, it's not you in isolation, and anything that you can create will be so much richer from opening things up to working alongside other people and getting their support. So apologies for the tinkling cups and things in the background. I thought it would be a great idea to record this, as Wes was a food blogger, to record it in a cafe. Turns out actually that means quite a lot of background noise. So bear with me through that. And it's a short one today, just about 20 minutes, just under 20 minutes. And I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening. So I'm here with the wonderful Wes of Much Bites, the food blog. Wes, I wanted to just hear a little bit about Much Bites, your story, how you got to be involved with it, your plans for it, how it's all been for you, because I think part of this podcast is helping to tell stories of people who have their own businesses and side projects to help other people who would also love to do the same. And I love your story, and also having been involved in the Much Bites project, which I'm very honoured to have been. It's been really fantastic to see it from the inside and see all the hard work you put in. I thought this would be great to hear more about it.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about Much Bites and how it started, what was the vision for it when you started?
Yep, so I started Much Bites because when you live in Spain as a foreigner, it's hard to know what to eat, because you always think everything is fried or the salads have no dressing, everything is the same. So Much Bites was a way to help people to know what to eat in an easy way. So before I started the whole blog and everything, I wanted to write a guidebook where it would tell you where to have breakfast, lunch and dinner, the corners to go to and everything like that, and what to avoid. But then I realized that if you write a guidebook, it's very static. You can't update it all the time, A. And B, let's be honest, there's like Lonely Planet, TripAdvisor. It's just like the market is saturated with guidebooks. So there was no way of doing something like that. So I decided to not pursue it because it was a silly idea, I thought. Then one day, after being frustrated with lesson cancellations as an English teacher, I just said to myself, I have to take control of my own life. So after one cancellation on a Friday afternoon, I opened an Instagram account and called it Much Bites Madrid and started uploading pictures of my breakfast, lunch and dinner, and it grew from there.
Amazing. And how long ago was that, Wes?
This was 2014, January 2014.
Okay, so it's now, I'm trying to think, that you're now 3.5 years into it?
Yes, this year it's been 3.5 years, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
and it's painstaking work.
Yeah, really. How has it changed since the beginning then? So that was your vision at the beginning, you started uploading pictures. What's changed since in those 3.5 years?
So what changed was I realised that having a blog is not something that you do and you live on the internet and miracles happen. What I had to learn was all the things that you have to do to get people to read, to get people to follow you, to build an audience that trusts what you're saying. So with that, it changed from being something I do on my own to being something I do with a group of people who help you to reach more people, build a bigger voice, and get more content. So instead of approaching it as something you do for fun that could earn you a living in the future, it had to function as something that is a proper business that has to be managed properly. So yeah, that's been the biggest change.
I was just thinking in terms of the business side of things, so it sounds like it started off as you were like, right, this is my vision, and show people where to eat well in Madrid, and how have things changed in a business sense then from the beginning? What kind of decisions have you had to make or take?
Yeah. So at the beginning it was my business, it was like my March Bites, you know, it's like I'm showing people my city, the way I see Madrid. But the bigger it grew, it became obvious that if you wanted to function as any business, there are different people doing different things, and that way you reach your goals more easily. So it went away from being March Bites as a thing done by me to being March Bites as a thing done by a group of people who have different backgrounds, come from different parts of the world, and bring in their experience. And when they bring in that experience, they're able to share them with the people. But then at the same time, we try to be professional with the contacts that we make in the business, and we never abuse the things that come our way. So it ended up being something that's not driven by my vision of the future, but rather than that, the vision of other people, what they bring to the table.
Yep. Yeah. How was that as well, working, like, you often hear about with people who have their own business, that moment of like letting go of control a bit, which how was that? How did you kind of, when did you kind of realise that would be a good move, and how did it feel to kind of let go of control a bit?
It took 2 years to let go, and when I finally let go, it was the hardest decision I had to make, because you know, you speak to different people, other people tell you, yeah, let go, it's fine, and other people say no, but people like your style and stuff like that. So you almost feel like, you know, when you don't want to let your baby go to school almost as a mother or father, it's like you're so attached to your child, you don't want to let them go. It felt like I was letting go of my baby and losing control. And it was hard, but it didn't take long to realize that was the best decision I made, because I was getting so much more content, but then I was, the styles were different and much more of the city was being covered. Mm. So whereas as one person, you can only go to so many restaurants, but as a group of people, you get to so many places and you cover so much. So that meant that the quality of the post, the quality of the blog increased, and how people viewed Match Bites changed into not a project of a person, but into something that's changing the way people see food in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I was wondering, why Much Bites? Why is it so important to you? Why not just, you know, you could be just in a normal job? Because thinking about the whole work that's involved in now, talking 3.5 years, and you said, and it is work.
I mean, when you come from the UK, you're taught to, you go to uni, they teach you how to apply for jobs and write a CV and get a job in like PwC or Goldman Sachs or something like that. But then when you come to Spain, things change. You see that there's so much more to life than working 9 to 5. You know, it's sunny outside, people have dinner at 9 o'clock and then they go to bed at like 12 o'clock. The life is different. So you then realize that if you want to have a life that's your own, a better quality of life, you have to build something for yourself that works. In the UK, I say you want to have a business idea, it feels like everything has been done and tried before. There's no new gaps. Whereas when you're in Spain and you want to do this, you can always see a gap. And being an English speaker, you can see it, take it, and really go for it. And if you put in the work, it will work in your favour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's really interesting. I definitely agree with that from my experience.
Yeah. And one of the other things is, I wouldn't say that stability is overrated. In the UK, in the UK, you want to have stability and you want to have things set in place. But in Spain, you almost forget that you need these things put in place. If you're always worried about being stable, you never accomplish anything because you're worried too much. So if I'd been worried too much, I would have never done much bites, and then I would never be where I am right now, I'd say.
Something I wanted to ask about is how do you manage to keep going in throughout that 3.5 years when you see other people doing their thing on social media, and I know Much Bikes is on Facebook and Instagram. How do you stay connected to your vision, especially when there's other people involved in the team now, and you see other people, there's always, you know, the latest thing, that trend, for example, that comes out, like Facebook Lives, or for example, at the moment, that how do you kind of check in with your vision and go, right, that's what, you know, I know that's right? And
it's hard because you see other people and they're doing so much better than you, they have like 100,000 more followers than you, and their pictures are better than yours and everything. It makes it difficult for you to just maintain your vision. What made it easy for me was I knew what I wanted the product to be, and I knew who I was speaking to. So I realized that I couldn't get as many followers as I wanted because I wasn't speaking to the wide audience of everybody in Madrid. I was speaking to a very small audience of English speakers in Madrid, and by extension, people from outside the country visiting Spain. So the audience was smaller. So realizing that it was a smaller audience meant that I couldn't expect to have bigger numbers. So when I was happy with the numbers I had, I then had to ask myself, they're small, but the quality is great. How can I concentrate on giving them value and content that they're happy with? Mm. That helped me to not worry too much about the numbers, but to focus on quality content.
Mm. That's really interesting, I think, and particularly when with Instagram, that can seem so, you know, people can get fixated on the number of likes or followers, but actually that engagement, like you said, is key. How do you, so you've got your audience quite clearly, how do you ensure what you do is relevant and that you're really connecting to that audience, particularly in the social media, the potential for social media overwhelm?
Yeah, so you have to realise for Much Bites, it's a gastronomy, so it's all about food. You then have to think, what does a person visiting Spain want to eat? Or what does a person living in Spain who's English want to eat? So then you have this element of Spanish food, but then you also think of a person who misses food they might have been able to find in America or in London, such as Asian food or better Italian food and things like that. So you think of all of these things, and then you try to bring that content to them in equal measures of authentic Spanish food, but also international food. So when you keep the content that way, you know that you're bringing value to the people that you're serving.
Yeah.
And then it's not also about just giving them content because it's there. So you think, if you are happy to recommend what you've eaten or what you've seen, then you put it on Match Bites. If you're not happy with it, then you don't put it. So you never put stuff on there for the sake of having content.
Yeah.
Because content is important, because without content you can't grow.
Mm.
But then if you put bad content in there, then you alienate your audience.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and the audience you've worked so hard to build up over time. So I was wondering, what would you call yourself, a food blogger, or is there a title that you kind of to describe when you tell other people what you're doing, what would you say, how would you describe it?
Well, I used to call myself a social media strategist.
Yeah.
But really and truly, I'm a food blogger,
yeah,
with social media experience.
Yeah.
When I started blogging, I didn't know that social media was an actual job title that people had to go to get qualifications, because people like Facebook and Twitter run courses. So I spent a lot of time reading about those courses and researching about how to use social media. So my job title would have evolved to a blogger and a social media marketer type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you do any courses, or did you teach yourself?
For the first few months, I taught myself.
Yeah.
And then I got myself onto a course with an online course with the company,
okay,
a social media course that was for Facebook and Twitter. Instagram wasn't as big for them. They didn't realize the potential of it, so they didn't factor it into the courses.
Yeah.
But I did Facebook and Twitter, so I learned things like paid advertising, how to target your audience, and how to find the people. So that course helped.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was also wondering, what does a typical day involve in terms of Much Bites work? What does it look like? What kind of things do you do?
You always have to look at your email box to see how many invites come. The good thing about Much Bites is it's an expensive thing to run, but because it's grown so much, you don't have to spend a lot of your money eating out. So restaurants tend to send you invitations to come and try their food. So let's say on a typical day, you start off with your email box and see how many invitations you have, and then you pass them on to the group. So the people who are at Much Bites, we have a WhatsApp group, very easy to use.
Yeah.
And in the group, we send out the messages to say there's this invitation to X and Y place, who's available to go. People say their availability. Then you reply back to the restaurant to say who's going to go.
Yeah.
And then when the person goes to the restaurant, say that's now Monday evening, they take the pictures and get the information that they need. The following day on Tuesday, you get all the pictures sent back to me. Then I choose the best ones to put onto Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And then the article usually comes out a week later. And then when the article comes out, it's uploaded onto our WordPress site.
Okay.
Then I proofread, do all the elements that you need for SEO, such as meta descriptions and meta tags. And then you upload the article and start sharing on social media and hope that everybody loves it up and goes to the place. So
yeah.
It's kind of a lot of admin work that you don't see. People tend to see the final picture, which is the article and the food on the Instagram. And it looks pretty,
yeah.
But behind it, it's somebody who's taken 10 pictures of the same dish just to get the best picture.
Yeah.
And then somebody who spent hours writing an article just to get a final version, and then the editing, and then the admin for the SEO, all those bits. So
yeah.
Those are the finicky bits that are
yeah.
not the most exciting, but they're very essential.
They're part of it.
Yeah.
I was wondering as well, has anything changed in your vision for Much Bites now compared to, I imagine lots has changed, but compared to 3.5 years ago, what's your goal for it now, your dream with it?
The goal, one of the first ever slogan for Much Bites was eating out, think Much Bites. So I would like it to be a place where someone is like, I'm in Madrid, I don't know where to go on to Much Bites, and it's all going to be on there.
Yeah.
So in the last year, we've implemented a lot of changes on there. So we now have a map on the blog, which lets you see where you are and see all the restaurants that Much Bites has talked about that you can then go and try. So if ever you are hungry, then just think Much Bites is all going to be on there. So we are working to get as much content on the site as possible, so that it's quite comprehensive. And the bigger we get, then maybe Much Bites Barcelona, you know, Much Bites Sevilla, then Much Bites Paris, and Much Bites London, take over timeout.
Yeah. Excellent. So for people who might be interested in starting a blog, what would you say have been the best parts of it, and what are the challenges really in having your own blog?
The best part about having a blog is before you start a blog, you think to yourself, what do I enjoy? And your blog is usually the stuff that you enjoy. So it's, if you like lifestyle and taking pictures of architecture, your blog is usually something that you enjoy a lot. So that's fun, because it's like creating content based on what you like. So you can spend hours doing that. The challenging part is once you have that content, how to get eyes on that content.
Mm.
So I would really recommend spending a lot of time reading a lot of articles about how to get views on your blog. If there are groups that you can meet to talk to people face to face who've done it or who are sitting in the same boat, then do stuff like that, because it helps you. Because if not, you can end up feeling alone, and that's not achievable. In the first 6 months of Much Bites, I got so overwhelmed because I was doing everything alone and I had no support network of people who had gone before me that I gave up. So I just said, you know what, this is too difficult, it's not that great anyway. So I just stopped doing it for a couple of months or something like that. But then, if I hadn't given up, the blog would be in a better place now. So yes, it will be hard, but just don't give up. Just keep at it and find the support network.
I think that's really, really helpful advice. And I think it's really helpful to know that it's not like a quick route generally. It's about taking a long route to getting what you want, and that there are these really tough things along the way, that, as well as all of the great stuff and getting to eat at restaurants for free. And
I do remember reading articles about bloggers. They would say, oh, it took me 2 years before I got my first paid gig, or before I got 1,000 readers on my blog. And I was like, no, not for me.
Yeah.
I'll have 1,000 readers in no time at all.
Yeah.
I'll be reaching 80,000 by the time I get, but takes time. Rome wasn't built in a day. Set your goals high, but your time scales. So don't expect 1 million in 2 months.
Yeah.
That's hard. But baby steps.
Yeah. But keep that goal high and just keep working towards it slowly.
Yeah.
Just a final question before I ask where people can find you. Thinking about before you started it, what advice would you give your pre-Much Bites Wes, thinking of where you are now, things that you've learned that might be useful for other people as well, thinking back to where you were?
I would have said, well, don't give up in the first 6 months.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Don't worry about everybody else and their million followers.
Yeah.
You get there. Don't lose sleep over it.
Yeah.
And I would say, it's not an individual thing. Let other people in, because you will learn more from them and you grow quicker. So
yeah.
Don't hold on.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Wes, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Where can people find you, find more about Much Bikes? Where are the various places?
So the easiest way is to type Much Bikes into Google.
Yeah.
We're finally up there somewhere.
Yeah, great.
Otherwise on Instagram,
yeah.
On Facebook and on Twitter.
Okay.
Everything is just Much Bikes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Wes.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Bye.